of trek, and we're full of chick, and we think you'll get lots of
dogs eating their own vomit.
Oh, that's a good sight. That's a pleasant sight.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Yeah, it's really pleasant. Then when they turn around and lick your kids in the face. Hey, we were watching. We're watching on the monitor this soccer, this World Cup, and the camera is close up on a guy, and of course they didn't know this would be coming, and he just barfs. He just throws up, and then of course they took the camera off real quick. It was great. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to the July 1st edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. Huge news that broke this morning about, well, you'll see. I'll tell you, and it's good for only 6 days. Let's do this first.
Hey!
The control board is mastered by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are looking to change jobs, then now would be a good time to call Mark and Jason because they can tell you what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Ibi Jimenez, in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
Don Londoff has some news that I think is going to sell a lot of Chevrolets between now and the end of the day Monday. And Red Boy said if he was smart, he'd add to the deal. You said a year's supply of what?
Cheese.
A year's supply of cheese with every Chevrolet sold.
Who wouldn't want that?
Might not be a bad idea. You like polka? Who doesn't? Give it up for Bruce Limpurst and the All Boy Orchestra. The greatest.
Woo.
They are the greatest.
You guys looking good today.
Looks like they got new dresses.
Yeah.
Bruce nice. And the boys. Brought to you by Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. They're having a pre-4th of July, are you kidding me, sales event. Of course, that's a takeoff on, as John always says, are you kidding me? And that's a big deal in itself, and I could give you some great prices and the great lease opportunities. But here's the big news, and I got a text this morning about this. Starting today through Monday, and pay close attention to this, every Chevy, if I got my information right, every Chevrolet except the Corvette, you can buy with 0% interest for 72 months. I believe that's 6 years. 6 years. Break that price up into payments over 6 years with no interest. Now, that is an offer that, if I were you, what is this, Tuesday? I don't think I'd waste a lot of time on this. They're closing here shortly. If you're nearby, go on in. But tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, if you've been in the market at all for a Chevrolet, 0% for 72 months does not come around very often. It's like that comet that only comes around every so often. It used to be called Haley's. Then they changed it to Halley's,
right,
whatever that's about. So between the Are You Kidding Me sales event, pre-4th of July sales event, with some great prices, and top dollar for your trade, and being treated like family, and then add to that the 72 months, 0% interest, this is a pretty easy decision to make. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit off of Interstate 270, or as he likes to say, Jenny Londoff Chevrolet. See, I can get away because he's not on the phone. See? It's just me. I don't have to suffer any blowback from that. Where to start? It's amazing to me, and I think surprising, actually, but in a way not. You remember when VHS, first Beta, then VHS came out and DVDs, they said, well, there goes the movie industry. Nobody will go to the movies. They'll watch movies at home. Well, it didn't happen. There's still theaters. In fact, terrific, spectacular theaters. I am very surprised, and I guess pleasantly surprised, even though I'm not a book reader, the book business is a huge business.
I know.
People still buy books, and Kindle didn't kill them, and iPads didn't kill them, and whatever that other reader is.
Right.
It didn't kill the sale of books, because I think what happened is a lot of people tried the electronic book thing and didn't like it. There's something about a book My wife still reads books. She tried to read something on an iPad or what. Nah, it didn't last very long. And I don't think you're ever, and that's a good thing. And smart people read books. People like me don't read books. I rarely read a book. I read lots of little stuff, but I don't sit down and tackle a big book. I've talked about that before. You show me some Tom Clancy thing. Oh, my God, I look at that like I look at cleaning out the garage.
There are people that do that on vacation. They'll take books on vacation. All I want to do is
and you know why I don't get that? You can read that
anywhere.
Book
I
at
know.
Home. Yeah. Why in Tahiti would you read
when
that
there's
book?
So much to see and do.
I know. Yeah.
And instead of looking around at the ocean, you're buried in a book, the same book you could be buried in at home.
Yeah, yeah, I don't get that.
But I guess maybe it's about time. People don't have the time, the free time to really dedicate to the book that they would have when they're on vacation. But I'm with you. Man, if I'm in a beautiful setting, like when we're down in Mexico or the Dominican Republic or Jamaica or wherever, I'm sure not going to be reading. But I'm looking at chicks at the pool and on the beach in their bikinis and stuff. That's what I'm going to be looking at. There's a story that came out this morning that the more attractive you are, the healthier you are. You're less likely to be sick if you're good looking. This explains why I feel so bad all the time. It does. And I think there's probably something to that. And in the article, it also said that, when you are good looking, you have a tendency to take better care of yourself because you want to maintain those good looks. And then they went on to talk about how attractive people are treated differently. Well, of course they are. Of course they are. Look, two people have car trouble. One of them is me. And the other one is somebody like our receptionist, Casey. All right. Who do you think is going to get more people to pull right over to help you, her or me? She is, of course. They're not going to help me. And even though it's not probably right, we're all guilty of it. The very few times in my life that I have pulled over to help somebody having car trouble, honestly, every time it was a hot-looking chick, and it's usually in the winter and snow and they're stuck or something. I'm not gonna pull over and help some guy that looks like me.
And in the back of your mind, you're thinking, "Hey,
yes,
you're
thinking she's gonna say, 'How can I ever thank you?' It's never happened, but you're thinking."
How can I? Ever?
But it carries through with everything. We treat good-looking people differently. And they get a pass. They get a special that they probably have a better shot at an interview. You know, if you walk into a company, go, "I'd like to talk about, fill out a job application." If the boss sees that you're smoking hot chick, get her an application quick. It does. It just makes a difference. It's not right, but it's true. It makes a difference. Now, we have a delicate issue to deal with later. And in fact, fairly quickly, Mike Evans is going to be coming on here. And yesterday, Mike Evans said, and don't any of you listening send him an email and give him a heads up on this, okay? Please. You'll be ruining one of our great opportunities to make him look stupid. He said yesterday Wesley Snipes was still in prison. Wesley Snipes got out of prison over a year ago. So we got him. Mm-hmm. We got him. So today, when he comes on, I'm going to go, "Mike, do you have any idea when Wesley Snipes might be getting out of jail? How long did he go in for? This is going to be great." And you know what he's going to do. "Well, you tricked me." Yeah, he'll have some, he'll turn on us. Somehow.
I didn't know. I thought he was still in, you know.
Well, my sources, I can only go by my sources. Now, it'll be great. He was wrong. 60 Minutes, Sunday night, had a special on Lamborghini. Did anybody see it?
No.
No.
Wow. It was pretty wild. Here, Ford and Chevy turn out well over 20,000 cars a day. Chevrolet and Ford each produce more than 20,000 cars a day. Lamborghini produces 11 in the world a day at the factory in Italy. Now, I look, like anybody else, when a Lamborghini goes by, you know, my head snaps and I like to. I don't know that it would be a car. I don't know how comfortable it is. I've never driven one. I think it really is a, "Hey, look at me, look at me." And I've been guilty of having a couple of those "Hey, look at me" cars. Not that people look at me. I actually try to hide the cars, but I just like cars. But here's the deal. Lamborghini, they said in the special, they have three price ranges. You can get into a Lamborghini. They're cheap one. And who would want to drive the cheap Lamborghini? About 200 grand. Well, who'd want to be caught dead in that thing? The next one is depending on how you get it loaded, $400,000 to $500,000. And then Lamborghini made only four cars that were $4 million a piece. One of them they kept at Lamborghini to display. The other three sold as soon as the word got out. And the guy at Lamborghini said all three buyers bought the car sight unseen. They hadn't even seen what it was going to look like. And it's $4 million. And he said he had to call seven other people to give them the disappointing news that they weren't going to get one. I'm sorry, Mr. Vanderhurst, but unfortunately, we only had three of those $4 million cars, and I'm afraid you didn't make the list. You didn't make the cut. I'm really, really sorry. Wow. Can you even imagine? You can have a town. You can buy a town. Remember when they said Kim Basinger was supposed to have bought a town, but she didn't really buy it? It turned out it wasn't true. There's a town. Colin Jeffrey gave me this story. There's a town for sale in South Dakota, and it's the town of Sweat, S-W-E-T-T, Sweat, South Dakota. The entire town can be bought for $400,000, but you have to wait till you hear how much there is to the town. There's not much to this town. It is currently owned by one man, Lance Benson, and he's ready to let go so he can focus on his other business and his travel. And according to the Rapid City Journal, the town of Sweat, South Dakota has been shrinking over the last few years as people move to other areas. Why would anybody move out of Sweat, South Dakota?
Crazy.
It says it once had 40 people back in the 1940s, and there was a post office and a few houses and a grocery store. The population right now of Sweat, South Dakota is 2. It's Mr. and Mrs. Benson. There's a tavern, the Sweat Tavern, and it is the heart of Sweat, and that's pretty much all there is. And it brings in some cowboys from around the area, and it's that bar and their house, and that's it. That's the sign that says Sweat as you enter town, and that's it. 400 grand, and you've got yourself a town. Now, who would want that?
I mean, I don't know.
And don't you think you're asking for all kinds of trouble owning a town? All of a sudden government regulations.
Yeah, how does that work? How did they even start?
I don't know.
Just their own town to begin with.
I don't know, but I think you're buying something. Once you get into it, you go, man, I wish I'd never done this. Now I got to file these papers and these taxes and whatever. Now I'm reading a story the other day about retirement, and there's a lot of emphasis now with all the baby boomers on, are you going to outlive your money? You hear this stuff all the time on here and other places, and are you really prepared to retire? But in the course of reading this, I'm reading in the money section of USA Today, and there's a great story about, and they interview all these different people, and they're thinking about retiring, but they really can't because they don't have much money coming in every month. But I noticed one paragraph, and it said, it talks about this guy who thought he was set for retirement. He had a simple life, living on about $2,100 a month, and then all of a sudden something happened. But it says in here, Kurt Cipolski, 67, of Palm Desert, California, who has polio. Now, there's something you never hear about anybody having, is polio. And isn't it true that polio is not completely obliterated? Isn't it still around in some parts of the world? Kids still get polio? See, I always thought it was done. Salk vaccine, did away with it, eliminated it, but it's not true. And here's a guy, 67, who has polio. And you just don't meet people that have polio. And the other thing that I thought of a while ago, and I mentioned it to Colin and to Peon, this is just a random weird thought, but it occurred to me the other day, I've never in my life met one person who said they're from Delaware. And of course, the guy here who knows everything is the only guy, Colin, who says, oh, I lived in Delaware.
Yeah.
I've gone all these years never meeting anybody living in Delaware. And then Colin Jeffrey says he lived in Delaware for 3 months or something. And I've also never met anybody who lived in Vermont. You know, people move into St. Louis. They go, hey, where are you from? Oh, we just moved here from Vermont. No, you've never met anybody from Vermont. I've never met anybody who lived in Montana. Mm-mm. I know there's some people there, but I've never met them.
We're talking about Maine, too. Maine.
People go to Maine in the hot summer to get away, but I've never met anybody who, oh, yeah, we really like St. Louis. We moved here from Maine. I think when you get up northeast, nobody from there ever moves here.
No.
And I don't know why, because they freeze to death up there in the winter. Well, last winter, they could have frozen here. Or maybe it's not much better here. I would like to share with you now the story of a dying man. Do you remember, if I say the name F. Glenn Miller Jr., does that ring a bell to you?
F. Glenn Miller Jr.
No.
No.
He also goes by the name of Frazier Glenn Cross. This is the guy who hates Jews and was going to kill all these Jewish people and shot those people, and it turned out he shot these people outside the Jewish facility in Overland Park, Kansas, in April, a couple months ago. Does it start to ring a bell?
Right, yes.
Three people dead. It turns out that two of the people he shot weren't even Jewish. It turns out that Mr. Miller or Mr. Cross or whatever his name is, this is the guy that went on some talk shows and was very open about how he hated Jewish people and he thought they should all be dead. And he hates black people. He's best friend's a white supremacist. It has now come to light. Sorry.
Oh, you're right.
Okay?
Yeah. He's dying.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's man. Terrible.
He's got COPD.
Oh. Woo-hoo! Poor guy.
Yeah. His best friend has told a reporter that the quote from this scumbag was, I've got one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel. Hmm. He has COPD. And then I read COPD is either the third or the fourth leading cause of death. Did you know that?
No.
It's like number three or four is the COPD. So good news, this scumbag Jew hater is not long for this world. And of course, he's in a hospital getting great treatment that we're paying for after he killed, you know, those people who did nothing but just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. Now, here's something we've talked about several times before, and it's these people who get killed on train tracks. Now, I get it if you're committing suicide, but the stories where somebody just didn't hear the train or see the train, now we have in Virginia, Chilhowee, Virginia, a man and a girl fishing. Let's try to reenact this situation. I'll start by, before we hear the train, let's just say you're sitting on one of those, what is that, where the train is over a trestle?
Yeah.
And your legs are dangling off, you're sitting on the tracks, and you're fishing, you got a fishing rod. Dan, I'll do the rod and reel, and you hit the water for me, okay?
Okay.
And the bobber's bobbing, and then all of a sudden, well, you think we're going to catch any fish?
I don't know.
Oh, I think that bobber looks like it might be moving. It might have a bite. It might have a bite here. Oh, I think he got away. Maybe I need to.
What's that noise?
I don't hear anything.
I'm trying to fish.
I'm wondering if they heard it and they were just stuck up there. It's like the scene in Stand
jump
By
off.
Me. Once,
you,
well,
there's
I guess.
Water below you. What do you want to get? Here's your choice. Hit by a train or jump into the water. There were three of them. One of them did jump in the water. Well, what about what happened to those other two? It said there were three people. and there was a boy with them. He dropped down from about 25, 30 feet into the water. But these other two just let the train run over them. I'll never get that. Usually there's alcohol involved,
mm-hmm.
Put it that way. Now, this is something I'd never heard of before. Peon said he had heard of it. There's a place, I think it's over around Russia, And it's a, like a big cave, a big hole. And in 1971, they realized that it was filled with natural gas. They were going to burn the gas off. So they lit it. It's been burning ever since 1971. It's still burning. It's called The Door to Hell. Peon, you said you'd heard of this.
Yes, yeah.
You can look it up. Google The Door to Hell. It's a natural gas field. It has been burning. How many years is that? 81, 91, 2001. 43 years this has been burning. Doesn't that seem like a lot of wasted,
yeah,
burned up gas? Couldn't they have trapped that? That just seems like we're burning an awful lot of gas.
I don't know how you get to it, though. The big hole is a big, it looks like an opening to a volcano.
Oh, it's huge. It's a giant crater. I guess now that it's lit, you what are you going to do?
Yeah.
You can't get near it. So they were just going to light it, let it burn out. That was 43 years ago. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
One of my favorite memory jokes, and as you get older, and you young whippersnappers, you'll experience this eventually. You can't believe how hard it is to remember certain things, especially like something that happened yesterday or a week ago. And this is the story of some people sitting around talking about how far back is it that it, somebody can actually remember in your life. You remember, is your first memory from when you were 4 or 5? I think mine is 4, 4 and a half or 5. And one of the people says, well, I can remember back till I was 3. I vividly remember being 3 years old because I remember a little cupcake with 3 candles. And I remember my family applauding when I blew out the 3 and they sang a little song about being 3, happy me, I am 3. I probably have the best memory of anybody here. And the next person says, no. This guy says, no, you don't. I remember vividly being 1. And the other people go, no, come on. That's ridiculous. He said, no, I'm telling you right now, I have a crystal clear memory of being 1 year old and 1 candle. And my dad bragging about my big man, he's 1 year old. Now, I remember it like it was yesterday. So I think I win this little contest. I have the best memory. And the next guy says, no, not so fast. I remember being born. And everybody says, oh, for goodness sakes, this is ridiculous. He says, well, you can call it ridiculous if you want to. But I remember this, a lot of stainless steel. It's dark, and then it's light. And all of a sudden, I'm coming out of this, like, cave-type place and wet and slimy and a lot of stainless steel. I looked my squinting and goo in my eyes and the nurses and doctors and masks. I mean, I remember it. I'm telling you, I remember being spanked and crying, putting on the scale. I'm cold. They wrap me up with something. I remember that, being born. So I don't think there's any doubt I win this little contest. And the last guy goes, nah, not so fast. Maybe not. I remember being a sperm. And the others went, oh, for goodness sakes. He goes, no, I do. I remember going to the prom with my dad and going home with my mom.
Meet me.
Let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they are still working with this accident. It's on westbound 70, just after the Blanchet Bridge. They do have the left lane blocked. Everything's off on the shoulders, but the police have the left lane blocked. Right now, traffic is really jammed up from just a bit west of Lindbergh all the way over the Blanchet. And you're still running slow between Wentzville Parkway out to the way station as folks are slowing down to take a look at this overturned vehicle that was on the outer road. Eastbound 270 stacking up now, a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. Northbound 170, you're heavy from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. Southbound 270 still has some slow pockets from Page down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40, things are thinning out between Hampton and McCausland. You still have some heavy traffic from Clayton Warson out through Ballas. You're slow again from the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge, and just a little heavy around Highway K. Eastbound 40 has thinned out pretty much, just a little bit slow on the approach to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by BP. Gas is gas, except when it's much more. BP Gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits. Visit mybpstation.com to find out more. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
Short work week continues, and on Wednesday, you know what we do? We check in with CNN's Don Lemon. Also, the drive-thru this week featuring Paul's Market. And the folks in the Del Mar Loop about to get that trolley after all. Greatly debated. We're going to talk directly to the mayor from University City starting at 10.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show with Randy Naughton starting at 10 weekdays on the Big 550 KTRS. Live and local.
How's your teeth? I got an offer for you. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care is welcoming a new dentist into the practice, Dr. Nudak. And Dr. Nudak, for a limited time only, has some extra capacity because she's new and she's starting her business with Bowen Dental Care. So for a limited time, 20% off all new patients that call and see Dr. Nudak. That's an unbelievable deal. Maybe you haven't been to the dentist in a while and you're thinking, you know what, I really need to go. Dr. Nudak will sit you down and take care of you. She's an expert when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, porcelain crowns, veneers, pediatrics, preventative care, you name it, she can handle it. So for the family dentistry, where are you thinking? Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care. If you're a longtime customer, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And if you're not, come on over. 20% discount on all new patients. Dr. Bowen and Bowen Dental Care right there on Dunn Road in Florissant or BowenDentalCare.com.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars Advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass-growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Diabetes affects over 26 million people in the United States today, with type 2 being the most common diagnosis. If you have type 2 diabetes, listen to this important message. Patterson Medical Clinic is currently conducting a research study to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of an investigational insulin dosed once daily for type 2 diabetes. If you are at least 18 years old, have type 2 diabetes for at least 6 months, and are receiving insulin treatments, call 314-831-5999. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and study medication at no cost and may be compensated for time and travel. To see if you qualify for this type 2 diabetes clinical study, call Patterson Medical Clinic at 314-831-5999. Once again, that's 314-831-5999.
swing and a miss. He struck him out. He gets his 12th strikeout.
Kick off your July 4th holiday weekend with the Cardinals and Marlins at Busch Stadium July 4th through the 6th. It's a weekend full of fun and great giveaways for the whole family, including fireworks, a 2004 National League Champions replica ring, a patriotic adult jersey, and a Jim Edmonds bobblehead. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
This is manager Mike Matheny. It's hard to believe that 10 years ago I was behind the plate for the club as we took home the National League pennant. To celebrate the 10-year anniversary of that team, all fans on July 4th will take home a replica of the 2004 National League Championship ring. July 4th, we play the Marlins, and you take home the wearable 2004 replica ring. After the game, stay in your seat for fireworks presented by Cooper Tires. From all of us at the Cardinals, thank you for the tremendous support. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home. Let me go home and start over.
Mike Evans is about to come your way from Southern California, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Annie Gunn's Restaurant knows how to cook green beans. See, green beans should be cooked with meat, like pork, bacon, and they should be tender, not snappable, like these French goofy green beans that are raw. They know how to do green beans. They know how to do everything. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market are in Chesterfield Valley. And right about now, they proudly present to you Mike Evans.
Yep. Give it up, give it up, give it up. And after we left yesterday, I kept thinking about Wesley Snipes, so I made a couple of calls, and he's actually in The Expendables 3 that's coming out August 12th. He's been out for 10 months now. Wesley Snipes, we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, you just ruined our whole bit.
What whole bit?
Well, somebody emailed him.
Somebody tipped you off. Yes, they did.
Come on, fess up.
No, yeah, come on, tell the
they
truth.
Did.
Right
no,
hand, stack of Bibles, polygraph, you're an FBI,
you,
CIA.
Well, you're going to try to ambush me or something?
And you know somebody, you know what, whoever you are listening, you listener right now, we're mad at you, and you're off the listener list.
No, not at all. Not at
no,
all. You
know,
you
don't give me that. There's no way.
Taking care of my bitch.
No, there's no way that you didn't get tipped off
well
by
played,
a listener.
Well played, sir. Well played.
No, yeah.
It just didn't sit right with me.
We're not buying it. Somebody tipped you off.
He started everything. You know,
let me take a moment to address that listener that emailed Mike Evans. I'm not kidding.
You are banned
from our show. You're banned from listening. Okay. All right, good, continue.
Your pop quiz question deals with it. You know, I do my homework and my due diligence,
yeah,
and this is what I get.
Yeah.
You question it.
Yeah, we do.
Your pop quiz question. You have to get up pretty early in the morning.
We just can't say anything anymore in advance. We'll just have to ambush you next time.
Your pop quiz question. The World Cup dwarfs everything when it comes to betting. How much money does Interpol predict will be wagered this month on World Cup games, both legal and illegal betting? $100 billion? $500 billion?
Wow.
$1.5 trillion?
Yeah, we just lost. We're out.
Answer me. I know. I watched the game. You know what? It's like the goalie was great, but the rest of the team sucked.
Yeah, he kept us in that game.
Nike has their shoes on 10 World Cup teams' feet.
Wow.
Adidas has their shoes on 9 teams. Whatever team wins the World Cup, the shoes that team is wearing will mean hundreds of millions of dollars to that shoe company.
Isn't that amazing?
And it really is.
That kind of placement has that kind of power.
It's amazing.
Selling power, yeah.
So that, like, if you put on that shoe, you could be a World Cup winner.
Yeah, people are just strange to me.
Odd. I know you got waffle houses there. How about Waffle House refusing to sell Belgian waffles today?
All right, hang on. Do we have Waffle House?
Sure you do.
Yeah, we do.
Absolutely. I've eaten at Waffle House on There's a Waffle House on Olive.
I'm sure there are, but I haven't been to one.
We have a bunch of them. There's a new one that just opened up on Dorset.
So because of World Cup, they're not selling Belgium. Is that the deal?
I didn't even know they sold Belgium waffles.
Yeah, but they're not selling them today.
Yeah, when you get further south, they turn into Huddle Houses.
Yeah, yeah, they do.
I think what's really good at Waffle House is what do they call them, stuffed hash browns or
Double covered and smothered, they do that.
Yeah.
Well, listen to you. Double covered and smothered.
You all over that. That's Peon right there that knew the five barrels yesterday. You didn't say anything bad about him.
My breakfast place is the original Pancake House. There's one down in Chesterfield Valley. What a breakfast. Wow. That's it for me.
We got one here, but it's dirty.
Yeah, not this one. Good. Not this one.
You would think the biggest soccer star, David Beckham, would be in Brazil for the game.
You'd
but
think
he's
so.
Not. He's in England watching Wimbledon tennis. TV quickies, bah, bah, wah, wah. Still has it. Put up big numbers of that interview she did with the parents of that Santa Barbara killer. Did you see that show, Rising Star, the new ABC?
I have not seen it.
You thought it was called The Wall. That was the actual name of the show, Rising
Star. You're
right.
I did call it The Wall. It's Rising Star.
Oh, my goodness.
I have not seen it.
Terrible.
Yeah, it looks terrible.
It went from a 5-1 to a 4-3. This thing's a bomb. Odds and ends. Ryan Seacrest makes a lot of money, but Ryan very quietly gives away millions of dollars, mainly to hungry, sick, and orphaned children around the world through his foundation, the Ryan Seacrest Foundation. And he also, about a dozen times, has heard of colleges, junior colleges, and even high schools that have curriculum on radio broadcasting, but no actual radio station or studio, and would build them free for them.
Well, I've done that.
Did you hear that quote from...
remember that $5, that guy?
Well, that's just one small example of my charity.
The quote from Julianne Hough today about their relationship?
No.
She said, this is the quote that's the headline, there was nothing right about the relationship. So,
whoa.
I don't know necessarily what that
means. What does
means,
that mean?
But,
you know, I mean, I know some people that frequent and manage, own... some of the gay West Hollywood nightclubs.
Does Ryan show up?
Ryan's a regular.
What?
Wow, there you go.
Not to say there aren't other heterosexuals that are there. Uh-huh. But I know I've never been there.
Let's put it this way. Why, if he goes, you just said heterosexual, how many heterosexuals would frequent a gay bar? I don't think very many.
You know, I'm like I said before, I have my mother's features, my father's fixtures. I know where I'm going.
Now, did anybody ever come out with the truth about that 2-minute Kenny Chesney, what's her name, a flat face? Renee Zellweger marriage?
Yeah, what the hell happened on that?
Yeah, that's still a mystery.
Flat face. I still can't believe you think somebody emailed me.
Of course they did.
Yeah,
what do you think we're
not.
Stupid?
That is a smudge against my reputation.
Either that or you were listening online.
No, he doesn't listen online.
He doesn't listen to the show.
You
know what, Frank? You and I have been friends for over 20 years, and you've hurt me deep.
Well, I don't care.
I'm
telling the truth. You got tipped off. We were going to burn you on the Snipes thing.
No,
and you got tipped
no,
off.
It didn't sound right.
Here's what doesn't sound right.
I take care of my business, and you don't have no business telling me I don't know my business.
Here's what doesn't sound right. That after the show, you went, you know, the more I think about this, Wesley,
the way it went down.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Anyway. Anyway.
No.
I think it's funny that halfway through Beyonce's concert, she asked the audience if they want to laugh, and she puts Justin Bieber's mugshot on the big screen.
Oh, that is funny.
I like that. Eminem's daughter just graduated high school, 4.0 grade point average, homecoming queen.
I'm happy for her.
Good for her. Shia LaBeouf is in rehab, finally. Mm. And when you go online today, folks, go to pgatour.com/QuickenLoans. Register for this contest they have. I did. It takes 5 minutes. Doesn't cost anything. And they pick you. If a golfer and PGA gets a hole-in-one, everyone that does, they pull out somebody's name that's registered, and they pay their mortgage for a year. It's like getting a free lottery ticket. Some woman from Iowa won last week.
Now, I guess my question is, how much business does that generate for Quicken Loans in terms of actual mortgages and loans?
I wouldn't think it would. Much.
Yeah, me either.
Anyway.
No.
And finally. It's been a very hard report as I have, my professionalism has been raped.
Question.
And dragged through the sewers of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And yet, I'll take the high road and.
If you want to take the high road, just say, yeah, I got tipped off.
Yeah. I'm not going to say that.
I got an email.
That's
from
the high road.
And give us the name.
Hey, I'm not going to say that.
Of course you're not.
You know, I want to be truthful about everything.
Sure you do.
Throw the listener that emailed you under the bus.
I want to be truthful.
Pop quiz.
That's the way I am.
Yeah. Pop quiz.
How much is legally and illegally bet as predicted by the head of Interpol on the World Cup games this month? 100 billion, 500 billion, or 1.5 trillion?
Oh, man. I'm going to go right in the middle.
1.5 billion.
Same.
You mean 1.5 trillion?
No, what was the middle one?
What was the middle one?
500 billion.
That's what I'll go.
The answer is 1.5 trillion.
Oh. That's what I meant.
Mike Evans, straight and narrow as he goes. See him.
That guy is so full of crap. There's no way. The first
he
thing out of
right,
the shoot,
yeah,
he exactly. goes, you know, the more I thought about the Wesley Snipes. And for those who don't know what we're talking about, yesterday he said Wesley Snipes was still in prison. Wesley Snipes has been out of prison for over a year. He was wrong. And one of you knuckleheads listening tipped him off. I will never.
You still got it wrong. You said 10 months. Yeah, he's been out since last
over
April.
A year. Yeah. We're never going to share with you folks again, ever. It's like when you're in school, because one kid did something bad, you're all going to be punished.
After so we not, said not to.
Yeah.
We
so
asked
we're not going to tip you off again. We're just going to do what we should have done. Hit him hard, cold, bombard him, ambush him with it. See how he wiggle out of it. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I was in First Community Credit Union today, and I was waited on by a beautiful teller, and her name just escaped me. It starts with an L. Lauren. Lauren waited on me. And that's not why I go there. It doesn't hurt, but that's not why I go there. I go there because they support this show. That's a truthful answer, but I wouldn't do business with them if it weren't a great place to bank, because I wouldn't tell you to do your banking there. It turns out it is a great place to bank, and they do support this show, and they sponsor the yard sale on Saturday, and you're going to see that if you just take the time, and it's not a big deal changing where you bank. It's a little bit of work, but it's not a big deal. You're going to have to pick out new checks to have printed. So watch. You do that when you run out of checks anyway. In fact, that'd be a good excuse and a good time to do it. When you run out of checks, just have the next ones printed at First Community Credit Union. And then move your car loan over there, because there's a very good chance your car loan will be less, the payment every month, because the rate, there's a good chance it'll be better, lower. Great place to bank. 40 locations now with the opening of the Walmart, the Zumbel Walmart. That makes number 40. Largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Find out why so many people are leaving their banks and doing their banking at First Community Credit Union. FirstCommunity.com.
Meet me.
And it's time for our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wild.
They are still working with this accident on westbound 70 after the Blanchette Bridge. It's off on the right shoulder, but the police have the left lane blocked, and you're backed up between St. Charles Rock Road and 270 all the way over the Blanchette. You get beyond that, things have thinned out in the Wentzville area on westbound 70 between Wentzville Parkway and the Way Station. Now, southbound 270, you still have stop-and-go traffic from approaching Page down through Ladue. Then things open up, just a little heavy Manchester through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, still a bit heavy between Hampton and McCausland, but once you get beyond that, everything is a good run out to the Boone Bridge. And north and southbound 255, you had an accident that was blocking a lane in each direction at 162, so you've got slow traffic in each direction, and that is 255 north and southbound. This traffic report brought to you by United Healthcare. When you need care, United Healthcare works closely with local doctors to make sure you get access. Explore United Healthcare's local provider network at UHCMedicareSolutions.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is Larry Connors. Join me at 9, Monday through Friday nights. Lock and load for the most engaging nighttime talk show, news and commentary, American trivia, and American story. Book it. Larry Connors, USA, on KTRS, the Big 550.
Okay, where to?
House hunting with this.
My phone?
With the Realtor.com app.
It's going to find us houses in this neighborhood?
Yep, just circle the area on the map with your finger, and bam, all the homes for sale in that area pop up.
Neato. Now what?
Make a left, and I'll call a Realtor.
Okay, but use your phone.
I want to play with this app.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help guide you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Thursday, July 3rd at 7:05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Oklahoma City Redhawks on KTRS, your home of the Memphis Redbirds.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closets, kids' closets, pantries, home offices, laundry rooms, entertainment centers, even Murphy beds. 314-781-9000, St. Louis Closet Company. Call for a free in-home estimate.
Don't miss Radio Shack's Freedom Day sale. Get a 4-pack of LED flashlights for free when you buy a 36-pack of batteries. Offer is good through July 24th, 2014.
We're still mad at whichever one of you emailed Mike Evans and tipped him off. But here's the kind of people we are. We're still inviting you to join us and listen tomorrow. That's the kind of guys we are. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by the St. Louis VA, now seeking full-time physicians in many disciplines. The VA Healthcare System. Healthcare for heroes. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
This is Fox 2 News.
A huge crowd preparing to take over Forest Park for 4th of July festivities. The new emergency plans for the massive gathering. The cost to ride Metrolink goes up. How much more riders have to pay and why? A towboat sinks on the Mississippi River. We'll show you the daring rescue. A new beginning for the Normandy School District. The questions parents want answered.
First on Fox, St. Louis is preparing to host huge crowds at Forest Park for Fair St. Louis festivities. Fox 2's George Sells joins us live from the park with more on the months of planning for first responders. George?
Yeah, Shirley, they've spent the last 8 months essentially starting from scratch on emergency plans for Fair St. Louis here at Forest Park. Now, there is so much ground to cover here that they've had to change most approaches. Cars will be forbidden from parking on the streets here in order to provide room for emergency vehicles. Ambulances will be secondary for those who are sick or injured. ATVs